No, it was a neighbor who worked for the phone company, and he was a young man at that time. In fact, I remained lifelong friends with him, even though I haven't seen him in 30, 40 years. We still talk on the phone fairly fairly often. But he was interested in anything of an electrical or electronic nature, and he helped me build a Christmas set, what I got started with.
Yeah, very good. All right, so coming back here to you're working for this fellow Davis on the magnetic airborne detection program, and then it's decided that they want to build a radio, miniature radio. Do you recall when you were first told about it, and who told you, and what the nature of the assignment was, what they asked you to do?
Well, it would have been sometime early in 1954, but I don't remember any closer than that. Perhaps early spring.
Yeah.
And a rough breadboard had been built already by someone. And, but it, you know, it was a first attempt at kind of a feasibility attempt, and I'm not sure that I remember who built it or why they didn't stay on the program, to be perfectly honest with you. But it had quite a few transistors in it, and it was obviously going to be, since the transistors were going to be the dominant cost mechanism in the thing, it had to be greatly simplified. And I guess the radio, that first breadboard really kind of demonstrated that, yes, there were, TI did have some transistors that could be made to work. What had to be done was to come up with something of practical nature. It was not really a practical design.